Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. April 27th is the date North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in will meet in Panmunjom. That announcement came as the two Koreas met for preparatory talks. South Korean Unification Minister Cho Myung-kyung said that both sides will meet again on April 4th to discuss formality, security, and press coverage. The leaders of the two Koreas have held talks only twice since the 1950 to 1953 Korean War. That was in 2000 and 2007, both under previous liberal governments in Seoul. Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai said she was excited to be back in Pakistan for the first time since she was shot in 2012 by Taliban militants angered at her championing for education of young girls.
I still can't believe that this is actually happening.
There appears to be a problem with the audio. She said in a brief speech at a ceremony at Prime Minister Shahid Khaqan Abbasi's office that she will continue to campaign for the education of girls and ask Pakistanis to be united on the issues like providing better education and health care. Abbasi praised Yousafzai for her sacrifices and role in the promotion of girls' education. A Russian law enforcement committee is requesting Britain provide legal assistance in the case of the poisoning of Yulia Skripal. She and her father, a former Russian double agent, fell ill earlier this month after being poisoned with a nerve toxin in the British town of Salisbury. They remain in critical condition. Russia denies it has been responsible. This is VOA News. Philip Alexiou reports the initial results of Egypt's presidential election show a landslide win for President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi.
In the lead-up to the election, several potential candidates were arrested or withdrew from the race under pressure. Counting began after polls closed late Wednesday, wrapping up 3 days of voting. Egyptian authorities went to great lengths to bolster turnout in a bid to give the election legitimacy. Provincial governors and other officials promised incentives and financial rewards, and in some cases resorted to threats to get people to the polls. Official results are expected on April 2nd. Philip Alexiou, VOA News.
Kenyan opposition politician Miguna Miguna alleged he was drugged and deported to Dubai Thursday. Pernell Murdoch has that story.
Miguna said in a Facebook post that authorities broke into the Kenyan airport restroom where he had been held and forcibly injected him with a substance, and he passed out. He said he regained consciousness when the Emirates airline plane arrived in Dubai. Miguna wrote that he refuses to leave the international section of the Dubai airport, and he insists that he must return to Kenya. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
British Prime Minister Theresa May toured the country Thursday, a full year before Britain officially leaves the European Union in 2019.
Brexit provides us with opportunities. I want to see us coming together, the four nations across the United Kingdom. We have a very strong union that is in our interests, and it's in our interest to come together and really seize these opportunities for the future.
The exit will end a 46-year marriage that has entwined the economies, legal systems, and peoples of Britain and 27 other European countries. Malaysia's government has cut the proposed punishment for fake news offenders from 10 to 6 years in prison, Jeff Custer reports.
The decision was made following an outcry from rights groups and opposition lawmakers who say the bill aims to silence dissent ahead of a general election. The minister in charge of law says the government will also amend a clause to make it a crime to maliciously create fake news instead of knowingly, as it was in the original draft. Rights activists say the bill appeared aimed at shutting out discussions on a multi-billion dollar financial scandal involving Prime Minister Najib Razak. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
An official said suspected al-Qaeda militants attacked a military checkpoint in southeastern Yemen, killing at least 9 soldiers from a local force backed by a member of the Saudi-led coalition fighting in the country. The official also said that 5 suspected militants died in that gun attack. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, visit our website. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The Voice of VOA.